Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
And now we have somebody really cool coming up. I'm excited to talk to him. Abe Gurko, author, advocate. He is speaking his mind. Tell us what you're doing. I want to hear all about this.
Well, currently my book, Won't Be Silent, just came out. It's on Amazon. You can go to won'tbesilent.com to read a little about before you order it. But it's a memoir, but it's really about my particular journey, having survived many different challenges and finding purpose. I think it's really important to kind of figure out. It's the subtitle of my book. It's Won't Be Silent, Don't Stop Till It Matters, to really find what we're doing while we're here on earth that matters. And, you know, it's been a rewarding experience. It's kind of it was on my bucket list to finish this book, of course. And when I handed it in, the way I felt having given myself permission and the love and respect to finish it, if everyone could feel the way I felt, we would not have as many wars. It's the journey to love yourself and to find that what you do has purpose. And I just feel many people just don't. And they're stuck in anger. You know, it's so sad.
So, Abe, what is your purpose when you talk about the things that are most important to you? What are the things that are most important to you?
Well, you know, things kind of shifted in this current political climate with the war going on in the Middle East. My family survived the Holocaust, and the rise in anti-Semitism is something that I am vocal about and trying to be an advocate for. And it didn't work during World War II. It's not going to work now. And to inspire Jewish people to not be afraid and to remember that we've been on this trail for thousands of years. We were the slaves in Egypt. We kind of survived that. We survived, you know, the Spanish Inquisition. We survived the Holocaust. We keep surviving. So I try to be a positive messenger for the people that are afraid of what's going on with these people that are marching in the streets with their faces covered and being violent. That is one thing. And in addition, to tell stories of people like my uncle who was killed in the Holocaust, and he wrote this piece of music in a concentration camp about at the song of resistance to the Nazis. And he was killed, and 75 years after his death, the song was discovered, and our family was contacted by the Holocaust Museum, and it was like, wow, from the ashes of the Holocaust came this message that I wanted to make. Otherwise, he would have been just one of the 6 million anonymous Jews. But I wanted to give him a name, a face, and potentially a legacy. So I took this piece of music, and I've been turning it into a song of resistance to the moment that we're living in. So we've had it recorded in all different genres. We filmed it, and it's a project that will still continue. But yeah, that to me matters. And of course, the name of my book, Won't Be Silent, teach people to speak up, especially now where there's another contentious election looming. And no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're an American, you have the opportunity to register and vote, and that it is your responsibility, it's your civic duty. So I think that stuff matters. I'm convinced that that stuff matters, you know?
I think so too. And we're glad that you're bringing this message. So what steps are you taking sort of on a more from a business perspective now to make sure that your message is getting out there? How do you promote your book, for example?
Well, the world really relies on social media to message whatever project you're doing. I didn't do the traditional route of having a publisher, so I self-published. And even new writers that do get publishers, they're kind of left to their own devices for marketing. I have a healthy platform on social media. Whenever I write an email or a letter, I always end with the word peace. I've been doing it my whole life. I want to be part of bringing unity back. When we found my uncle's piece of music, the first thing that I said is, I don't want to do a documentary that's solely about the Holocaust. I wanted to use this piece of music as a clarion call, because whether it's the concentration camp or the cotton fields or the inner city streets, people turn to music as a way of hope, as a way of feeling that life matters that day. You know, in the most dire of circumstances, I try to imagine my uncle and a friend of his who wrote with him the lyrics. Imagine you're in like a barrack of a concentration camp and they were writing a piece of music. That was the moment that they needed to have in order to feel a little bit of sanity and a little bit of hope. And I just think that it's such a powerful statement. When you look at rap music, it comes from where? It comes from the slums, whether it's in Compton, California or the Bronx. That's where the music comes from. That's where people need to feel like they have a voice. And what's interesting is my uncle's song was originally written as Stay Silent. Lyrics were, don't let them take your tears, keep your dignity. And I didn't want to have him go down in history. And if I had was lucky enough to bring his story to the world with that, and I had a very well-known songwriter redo the lyrics, and that's how we came up with Won't Be Silent. So it just feels like I have a reason to be here and to keep forging through. And, you know, I'll be damned if I don't find my way to the end of it. As it is, I've been able to use the title Won't Be Silent for a documentary about protest music that airs later this fall. So I feel like I'm all about speaking up and not being silent. And I think that everyone owes that to themselves. And unfortunately, some will do it with anger, and I try to do it with humor and love.
There sometimes are consequences to speaking up. And I think that's what people get concerned about.
Right, but there's nothing to fear but fear itself. I intend to just kind of be the best who I've been my whole life and only work towards making it better and more profitable, which is, of course, the issue of the day, which is why when you go to wontbesilent.com and you navigate to the top, you'll see the various opportunities that I'm trying to cultivate as part of it.
What do you think could be helpful to people that I feel like a lot of the division in politics today and a lot of the racism and misogyny and everything is people have this anger and they don't really know what it's from or what to do with it. You can disagree with somebody without going ballistic and calling them the enemy and calling for them to be killed and stuff. A lot of that's going on now.
Ludwig van Beethoven said, music will save the world. And music is what brings people together. And if you go to a concert, you don't know if you're standing next to your enemy or your friend. You're there. You've been brought together through music. And that is part of the rallying cry of my project. Music is going to be what brings people together. And that's the journey I'm going to stay on until it's proven that it's not supposed to happen, right? Like things happen and you have to, like when Cindy says, say yes, I'm just saying yes to the process.
So Cindy, do you have any thoughts or comments?
I absolutely love what Abe is doing. And he's been on my TV show, Little Give. And it's just doing some amazing things, Abe. You got to keep it going. I know you will. And I can't wait to finish reading your book.
The book's hilarious and very moving because I've had traumatic experiences outside of parents who are Holocaust survivors. It's just forging through. And I think that we all have a chance to get through our challenges.
I mean, my personal view is that it's not so much that people are so different. It's sometimes there are leaders that exploit those differences and exaggerate them and exacerbate conflicts to get what they want. We have to be wise enough to appreciate that that's what's going on and not let them get away with it. And if you get sucked into somebody else's dialogue, nobody really knows what the right decisions are for the world. Nobody can comprehend all of the things that are going on in the United States at one time. They take a position to gain support, and then they can use that power for whatever reasons that they want to. So I agree with you that music is a great way to bring people together because we all enjoy music. It reminds us of our shared experiences. and hopefully sort of diminishes our differences.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, wontbesilent.com, it'll go right away to a little about the book. But if you navigate at the top of the website, you'll see a sizzle reel for the project about my uncle. Click on the word music, and you'll see all the various recordings we've done so far. You can also go to my Substack, and you can also go to my Etsy shop to get your Won't Be Silent t-shirt.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.